Blog Talk Radio.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny, the little that I have He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, ADM. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad this morning that He woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of your limbs? When you look, the family is doing well. Amen. Praise God. The enemy didn't come in on you last night and attack. Amen. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. You are healed. You are whole. Isn't that a good thing? Today, we're talking about Jesus Christ, Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. The great I am, praise God. Amen. Amen. He did it this morning. He woke you up. Amen. If it had not been for Jesus on your side, amen, where would you be? Amen. Just think about that for a second. Amen. God does so much for us. I'm talking about those little bitty things, those in-between things, and the great big things that our daddy does for us each and every day. Those things that we take for granted, praise God. That's our daddy. He takes every day, amen, and he blesses us in a new way. Amen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that good to know that God is on your side and that you can give a praise unto him? Amen. At this time, we're going to bring on our own Mother Jackson to lead us in our daily prayer.
Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning, Mother.
First of all, I give honor to the head of my life, and that's Jesus Christ, and to honor to you, Minister Smith, and your wife, and Minister Temple, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and everyone at the ADM ministry. Father God, we come to you once more, boldly to the throne, just thanking just for another day, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, our eyes open, God, as we begin to roll out our bed, go into the bathroom to wash our face and brush our teeth, God. We say thank you, God, because we realize you didn't have to do it, but you did, God, giving us another opportunity to get it together, another opportunity to take inventory of ourselves and see what's not like God. But we thank you, God, this morning. And we ask you, God, to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, because you've been mighty good to us, God. When we was in our mess, God, you still was good to us, God. When we get out of line, God, you're still good to us. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for shielding and protecting us from last night until this time, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we realize a fire could have broke out in our home, God. Death could have occurred, God. Just a robber, a thief could have broke in, God. But since it didn't, we give you the glory, and we thank you for not letting it happen. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for just our help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that you are a healer today, God. We realize, God, today that you are a deliverer, a maywaker out of no way in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you, God. And, Lord, some of us are woken up this morning, God, still laying there when you told us to get up, arise, to praise you, to magnify your name, even to pray, God. So since we're being disobedient, God, we ask you to help us, God, to help us, God, to begin to rise early in the morning when you're waking us, God, to just to be obedient to the things that you will have us to do in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to save our family, God. Continue to deliver them and set the captain free in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to look upon the homeless this morning, God. Make a way out of no way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, God, us ourselves, God, when we begin to make fun at the homeless, a point of finger, God, let us stop and just think, because it could have been, we are one step from being homeless in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to pray for them and their needs in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we lift up the ones that's in the old folks home this morning, God. Let us continue to pray for them, God, that you continue to love them and care for them and make a way out of no way for them, God. And touch their family members' heart this morning, God. Let them realize those are their parents, that the parents raised them. So have passion on them. Take care of them as long as they can. And love them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning. We lift up every leader that it is today, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them like never before, God. And let them stay on a while, God. Let them continue to cry out no matter what the situation looks like, knowing that God is with them and God is continuing to use them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up our husbands up to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, that you make a way out of no way for them, God. And let them continue to cry out and to pray like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you this day, God, continue to separate us from things and people that are not lining up with you, God, not lining up with your word, your love, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up the churches today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we pray, God, that your people everywhere, God, get ready to just obey, honor themselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them have respect to their leaders and to God also in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to read your word, God. Let us dig deeper and deeper and deeper, God. Let us want more of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. We cry out to you. We cry, God, have mercy upon our soul, God. We thank you for your grace this morning like never before, God. We lift up the sinner man out to come this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pull on them, save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for healing diabetes, God. We thank you for healing cancer, God. We thank you for healing AIDS, high blood pressure this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just cry out. We cry out for this nation in the mighty name of Jesus this day, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you even made the right decision in the government system, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you touched their heart, God, that you saved, delivered, and saved them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out, God. We cry out for our enemies this morning, God, the one that have lied on us, perpetrated, God. Oh, we lift them up in spite of our, oh, God, have mercy upon them, God. Deliver them and set their soul free, God. And let us continue to love like never before, God. Love is an important key, God, in the mighty name for Jesus, in order for anything to function and work in your spirit realm. So we say thank you for your love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, even for our neighborhoods, God. When things are going around in our neighborhood, as we can look around, God, as we sleep and slumber all night long when these things are going on, God, it could have been us, God, but we thank you for your safety realm, God. We thank you, God, in the bosom of your love and kindness, God. Have mercy upon us, God, this morning. I cry out mercy this morning, God, because we truly need your mercy, God. Oh, God, who asked you this morning to be a mind regulator for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Some of our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour, God, and some of our minds, God, we're taking medication for it, God. But we thank you this morning, God, because we know that you're healing minds. The blood of Jesus is over our minds this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, even for the kids they're going back to school. We thank you for shielding them, protecting them, God. If they go to school, God, and if they get back, God, put your shield of protection around them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to put food on those kids' table, God, that they can eat, God, and have a healthy young life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We speak peace into their home, God, where there's turmoil at, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Let us continue to push like never before, God. Continue to turn the fire up, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning. Continue to teach us not to point fingers at each other, God, but to lift them up, to lift each other up, God, and continue to pray for us one another in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Although sometimes, God, when we get up, it is a struggle. Oh, but we realize you're great in a struggle, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sometimes we're weary and tired in our bodies, God. But let us know, God, that you are. You are the main waker, God, and continue to let us push, God. Don't let us give up, God. Let us continue to walk like never before, God. Let us continue to cry out like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what people say, God, let us keep our head up and our shoulders rail back, God, because we realize the battle is yours. It's not ours, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say hallelujah this morning and hallelujah anyhow. Anyhow, mean, no matter how you feel, just say hallelujah and glory to God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. You're so worthy, God. You did things for us that nobody else didn't do. You made ways for us, God, when we didn't even know how the way been made, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. So we say thank you, God, and we give you all the praises, all the glory it does to you, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Mother Jackson, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Man must pray all the time. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
This morning, today is the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. Like to give a shout out, amen, praise God, this morning to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I also like to give honor to my wife and to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Praise God to the ADA frontline, to the ADM family, praise God. And also to our radio and internet listeners out there today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Different countries, different states, all joining in together. Praise God. Amen. To seek the face of God. Amen. Amen. We thank you for you all being on this morning with us. Amen. Praise God. To honor our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life. Amen. And he is also the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody can't do you like King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know something? King Jesus is listening all day and all night long. Amen. And they say you can pick up the telephone line to Jesus 24/7. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
The line is never disconnected. Never have a problem connecting. Amen.
Amen.
And he will definitely hear you the first time you pray.
You pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And all you got to do when you go down on your knees, the Kneebone Valley, is leave your alt at the altar. Amen.
Amen.
Then King Jesus will pick it up.
Amen.
And if you have to reach way down, he will still pick you up. Amen.
Amen.
As our brother Paul would say, don't be looking down on a man unless you lift him up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Well, I started something, and we do weekly before I go into the little message that I have, the little nuggets that I have this morning for you. On Monday, praise God, our own very own Pastor Spencer, amen, came and gave us some nuggets, amen, praise God, in the Word of God, amen, breaking it down in Hebrew and Greek, amen, praise God. And one of the things that I got at the end of that was focus on an area to fight. Amen. When you focus on that area to fight, amen, you go in prayer with the Word of God and you attack it. Praise God.
Amen.
Focus on
Man.
It. Amen. Take it to God.
Take it to God.
And He'll take care of everything for you. Amen. Praise God. On Tuesday, our own pastor came back with seek the face of God. Amen. And that's something that we should be doing every day anyhow. Amen. Seeking God's face. Amen. Because when we seek His face, we get closer to Him. He gets closer to us. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. See, our daddy, my daddy loves me. Amen. And you should be feel the same way, that your daddy loves you and that your daddy want to communicate and commune with you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And if you feel like you're feeling distance and away, guess what? Well, our daddy address has not changed. Amen. It's still the same. The same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Praise God. Amen. Then on Wednesday, our pastor Spencer came back again and said that Nuggets is to get you to the next level.
Amen.
The Word of God, amen, replace that nugget with the Word of God is to get you to your next level. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know about you, but I want to make the next level. And the next level. And the next level. Amen. Praise God. So as we get in these words, as we get in these nuggets, let it soak in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen, you will get an understanding that God will give you a revelation through His word or the nugget that you've gotten through His word for the day. Amen. Praise God. And then our own Mother Helen came back and did another drive-by and said, watch what you say to people. Amen.
Yes.
That is so true. We got to watch. And it's so easy for us to say the wrong thing. You know what? Here's the problem. That little peep tornado, they call the tongue. Amen.
Yes.
We have to get control of that. Amen. We have to bridle our tongues. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm guilty of it. Amen. That's why I have to pray and repent. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But that pink tornado, known as our tongue, will get us in a lot of trouble. Amen. But we don't want to get in trouble. So bridle that tongue, get it in check. Amen. And get that pink tornado, amen, under submission. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 And then our pastor came back also and told us to watch and pray. Amen. And also he talked about the inner temptation to sin. Amen. Praise God. Well, today my nugget is, I kind of alluded to that a little bit the other day when the pastor brought me in, but it's only a test. Amen. It's only a test.
Amen.
No matter what we go through, who we go through it with, how we go through it, amen, how we bend it, how we stretch it, how we break it, it's still only a test. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what God does, amen, to test our faith in Him. Amen. That's what it is, plain and simple. Amen. Testing of our faith by God. So now, here's the thing. Gonna make it real simple for you. The devil comes. Amen. But the only reason the devil can come is because God have to give him permission to come and to annoy you. Okay? So, you know, he's annoyed. That's what the devil is. He's a liar and he's annoyed. But God uses him to test our faith.
Amen.
A lot of people don't think that way. But it is so. Amen. And, you know, if God didn't have a tool, a way to test our faith, amen, what good will it be? Amen. Praise God. And so, you know, when all the devil, the devil and all the angels were thrown out of heaven, amen, praise God, they were thrown down here to earth. In case you didn't know that, that's where they were thrown down to. Now, ergo, here comes Adam and Eve, placed into a garden in the center of all of this chaos with the devil and his angels. Amen. Amen. So the first test of faith was against Adam that God used. Amen. And Eve. Praise God. But mostly against Adam, because he put Adam in the garden first and gave him, you know, authority over the garden and told him to till and take care of it.
Amen.
And then he saw that Adam was lonely, so he added Eve. Amen. But he'd already given Adam the charge to take care of that garden. Amen. Then here comes the devil. Okay, old Slick Willie, old Sloofus, amen, trying to pull a slick one over on Eve and get into her mind, amen, and blow it for Adam and Eve being in that beautiful, nice garden.
Amen.
I can't make it no plainer than that. But look, the devil only came because God gave him permission to come to test.
Amen.
Amen. And when the devil came to test, amen, Adam, amen, messed up. Amen. And a lot of people look at Eve, but I tell you what, he was in charge. If he had a controlling wife and went over there and told her, get away from that snake. He don't mean you no good. He ain't nothing but a liar. Amen. And don't you touch that fruit, because our God, our daddy, told us not to do it. If he'd open his mouth and said something and did something about it, praise God. Who knows what condition the earth might be in right now? Amen. Praise God. But because of Adam's sin, because he could not pass the test of faith that God directed towards him, he messed it up for everybody. Isn't that something? Who says one apple can't spoil a whole bunch? Or one monkey can't spoil the show? Oh, yes, it can. Because of that devil. Amen. But here's the thing, saints. You got to keep your faith intact. Amen. You got to. What else do you have? Amen. This world is not our home. We're just strangers passing through. Amen. And everything that we do, every day that we do down here on this earth is a test of faith for us. Believe that. Amen. It's in the word. Amen. For the word say now faith. Amen. Everybody say, well, now faith, they forget about the now, and they're talking about the faith. But now, now means present tense right now. That means your faith is now, present right now. Just like an ever-ready battery, it's already there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But he tested Adam. And Adam failed in his faith to God in the garden. Amen.
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 Now let's talk about a few, amen, praise God, that the devil came after that God allowed. But they were victorious. Amen. All right. We know about Job. How the devil sought him out. Amen. I mean, the devil put something on Job. But God told him, say, you can touch him in his body, but you can't have his soul. Amen. Amen. So in the end analysis, Job was victorious because he stood the test of faith. Amen to God. Amen.
Amen.
How about this one right here? 1 Samuel 19. Saul, King Saul, sought to kill David. Amen. Amen. David, a man after God's own heart, had done all those great things, amen, under the king, making the king look good. But yet and still, the king got jealous, got envious, and wanted to kill David, and he sought David, sought after him. Amen. Pursued David. Amen. But in all of his pursuing, amen, see, God had something else in mind. And he gave David the victory. Amen. And David had it so good that he slipped into the king's camp. Amen. To show the king he could have killed him. Amen. But David was a man after God's own heart, and he wanted to serve God and be faithful to God. So through that, David was victorious. Amen. Matthew 4:1-11. The devil sought Jesus himself. Now, ain't that something? The devil coming around trying to seek God. Now, you know he got to be out of his ever-loving man. But he did it. Amen. When Jesus went out to the wilderness and everything to pray, amen, the devil came and started telling him that you throw yourself off, I give you this, and I give you that. Wait a minute. It already belongs to God.
Amen.
Excuse me. And Jesus know that. But that's just how dumb the devil is. He had to lie to himself that he's going to go and have Jesus to do all these crazy things. Amen. But Jesus, having his faith in his Father, stood the test of faith, made that devil flee, and became victorious in his faith to God. Amen. Praise God. Now, don't some of this sounds like some of us and the things that we go through? Amen. Amen. Every day is something. Good or bad, it's something. But it's still a day of testing of our faith to God. Amen. How about Esther 4:1-17? That old mean Haman, amen, didn't like no Jews. Amen. Amen. And he wanted the salt to get rid of all of them. So he set up a conspiracy, amen, to get rid of the Jews. But I love that Esther because that's the woman that stood her ground. Amen.
Amen.
You know, during those days, back in the day, the queen wasn't supposed to come before the king unless she got permission to enter the king's court. I tell you what, that Esther got bold. Amen.
Amen.
And she toppled up and down and said, I want to see the king. I got a problem. Amen. So the king said, we're going to have a feast. And when we have the feast, queen, you can come to me and you can present your request. And so she went in to the king and told him what was going on. Amen. In the analysis, Haman got hung. He built the gallows for Esther's uncle, but it turned around on him. So guess what? Watch the ditch that you dig. When you dig one, you might as well dig two.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And that's what Haman did. Amen. But Queen Esther came out victorious when she stood her test of faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Her people, amen. Her people, amen, didn't have to go through anything else once God removed Haman out of the way. Amen. Praise God. And then how about Daniel? Praise God. In the lion's den. Amen. Amen. Some people said Daniel used a lion for a pillar. You know, I can kind of believe that one, praise God. Because the lions normally back in those days, they get them real hungry. Well, anything that you throw down in there, they're going to eat it. Well, that's what they did. They got those lions so hungry Amen. And they threw Daniel down in that den down in there. Well, you know what? Daniel prayed. He was a praying man. Amen. And they didn't like it. Amen. So when you pray, amen. Whether it's on your job and you're sitting at your desk for lunch and you're sitting there meditation and praying to God silently, and maybe a coworker don't like it, so what?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. They ain't got no heaven to put you in, and they ain't got no hell that's in you too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep
Amen.
Your feet on the solid ground, praise God. Amen. Amen. Keep them down there. Amen. 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 When Jesus was teaching and preaching his disciples, he asked them, he said, who do men say that I am? And Peter came up with the answer to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied and said, thou Peter? Amen.
Amen.
You know this had to come from heaven. You know it had to come from heaven.
Amen.
He said, upon this rock, Peter, you, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
Praise God. So, amen. What am I saying in summation?
Amen.
It's only a test. Amen. When you get the feeling
Amen.
Blue, you get the feeling down, you get the feeling sick or otherwise, just say to your mind, it's only a test.
Amen.
When you go down on your knees to pray and give it to God. And when you go down and you pray and you give it to God, do not take it back up.
Amen.
So God is not going to play no tug of war with you. Amen. So leave it there. Amen. Let your faith work for you. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Isn't
that all right? I know it's all right.
Amen.
Somebody give the Lord a
praise the Lord
and a thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, again. When I think about, oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost coming. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me.
Amen.
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 Again, saints, it's only a test. And this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
So be exceedingly glad in it.
Amen.
And give God the praise. Give God the glory.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I hope this nugget has helped somebody on today to get to the next level, climbing Jacob's ladder. Amen. Praise God. That it would help you towards your faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to give a shout out, amen, to our pastor and first lady, Spencer. I'd like to give a shout out Prophetess Jackie and Prophetess Patel.
Amen.
And to Minister Juanita.
Amen.
Also to our own Pastor C.
Amen.
God bless you. And to the whole ADM family, you have a God blessed day on today because you deserve it.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, it ain't like Burger King, but I tell you what, it's better than that because you can have it your way through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Well, I tell you, don't forget about, amen, what's coming up the month of September, our church anniversary.
Amen.
Over in the Crown. Plaza Hotel on Virginia Avenue, 11 a.m. every Sunday.
Amen.
Be there. Bring somebody with you. Praise God. Amen. Let's have some fun in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And also, praise God, if I'm not mistaken, I believe we're going to like prayer twice a day. Amen. Starting in September. Amen. So there are going to be things coming down the pike. Amen. Praise God. We will keep you abreast. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So,
don't forget about
the church anniversary.
Amen.
Don't forget about, praise God, prayer in the mornings and evenings. Don't forget about our Bible study Monday night, Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And also, don't forget to bring somebody to church on Sunday at 11 a.m. at the ADM Ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Your blessing is there. Your freedom is there. Amen. Praise God. Your faith to God,
amen,
being amplified is there. So come on out.
Amen.
We love you. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you until the next time. Monday.
Amen.
7
p.m.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
More.